It's Thursday, July 30th, 2026. Governor Kathy Hochul implements new gun legislation. The Senate votes down a bill to end the Iran war, and Fordham University students share their opinions after 1 year with the school's new logo. That's What's What Today. I'm your host, Sienna Reinders. There's new gun safety rules in New York State. Governor Kathy Hochul says it's in response to federal rollbacks of gun control. She plans to enforce existing New York laws. That includes prioritizing police inspections of firearm dealers to make sure they're complying with state regulations. It also means expanding an interstate task force to combat illegal guns crossing state borders.
So you're not going to be able to give someone a gun, sell a gun to someone without a mental health screening, because you're going to be in for a rude awakening. This is New York.
Yes, do it.
Welcome to a state that actually likes keeping people alive.
New York will also launch a public awareness campaign to highlight the state's gun control laws. Hochul says that in January, she'll introduce a law that requires in-person sale of firearms. The Senate has voted down New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's bill to end the war in Iran. WFUV's Lainey Nguyen has more on the decision.
Senator Gillibrand says the U.S. should be directing their attention towards everyday Americans impacted by the war.
Every time I go home, I hear from constituents about their concerns. The cost of health care, the cost of gas, the cost to keep lights on and put food at the table. Those are the conversations happening in kitchens across America.
The average gallon of gas in New York City today is about $4.22. AAA says rising crude oil prices are behind the national spike. The oil prices have gone up because of instability in the war's region. Gillibrand's bill would have directed President Donald Trump to remove armed forces from Iran unless they're authorized by Congress. It's part of a wave of bills from Democrats to try and stop the war.
Under the Constitution, we have the power to end this war today. Let's use it.
The Constitution gives only Congress the power to declare war. Another war powers bill was passed in the House, and President Trump called it unpatriotic on social media. This comes as the war has escalated over the past few weeks, and most Americans say it's a war not worth fighting, according to a new poll from the Associated Press. I'm Lainey Nguyen, WFUV News.
Fordham Conversations is a series that spotlights voices from Fordham University and the work of students, professional staff, and alumni. For our series, WFUV's Sonia Willowood-Agoda spoke with students on the anniversary of Fordham's logo change.
1 year ago, Fordham University unveiled its new logo, a lowercase f, and reactions across campus were mixed. Now, a year later, I asked Fordham students if their opinions on the logo had changed. Indigo Towers is a junior at Fordham University Rose Hill. She says the new logo is jarring and doesn't really resonate with the university's history.
I feel like what's wrong with the new logo is what was right with the old logo. Like, the old logo had tradition, it had like history, it included like many different parts of Fordham School, the law school, STEM, arts, but then the new logo is just an F.
The university says the new logo was inspired by the school's history and heritage. The Gothic F was created by connecting the architecture of the buildings and the shield from the Fordham seal. The previous logo included a block letter F with a ram drawing, and other marketing had the seal. Now, the university says that the seal will just be used for formal occasions. Alan Martinez is a junior at the Gabelli School of Business. He says the new logo doesn't accurately depict Fordham's Jesuit background.
I went to like Xavier High School, and their logo is very grounded in who they are in tradition, and that's how Fordham was before the change. But now it just looks like something I could find off a company website.
Nico Peralta is a freshman at Fordham University Rose Hill. He says that he wishes the university would revert back to the old logo.
It's really just plain and simple. Like, I don't feel like they took time and effort to make like a better one. Yeah, just like something done in like 10 minutes.
Along with the new logo, Fordham also has a new slogan, For What Matters, replacing the other well-known phrases, the Jesuit University of New York, and New York is my campus, Fordham is my school.
That was WFUV's Sonia Willowood-Agoda on the one-year anniversary of Fordham University's logo change. This week in music news, WFUV's Livia Regina reports on tributes to Irish singer-songwriter Glenn Hansard, plus some of Jose Gonzalez's interview with the station.
Irish musician Glenn Hansard died early Wednesday morning after a motorcycle crash in Dublin.
He was 56. Hansard was a solo artist, the lead singer of The Frames, and part of the duo The Swell Season with Marketa Urglova. With Urglova, he starred in, and wrote the soundtrack for, the 2007 film Once, which later became a Tony-winning Broadway show. Hansard was a frequent visitor at WFUV, most recently in 2025 with Urglova. It was for The Swell Season's third album, Forward, their first in 16 years. For an FUV Live session, he discussed how the duo's Oscar-winning song, Falling Slowly, stuck with him throughout his life.
Sometimes when you write a song lives, and sometimes a song lives for a certain period of time in your life, and then it's almost like, you know, you have to change the saddle at some point because it wears out. Whereas with this one, I still feel the same way playing it today as I did when we wrote it.
Tributes for Hansard are pouring in. Bruce Springsteen called him a great musician, a good friend, and a generous and gracious man. Bono spoke about Hansard's tradition of busking on Christmas Eve, saying, "He will always be everywhere I see a coin spinning into an open guitar case." In an Instagram story, Billie Eilish wrote, "Devastated. Wouldn't be who I am today without Glenn." Fellow Irish musician Hozier said, "He was a uniquely central feature and vessel of Irish storytelling on both stage, screen, and street for as long as many of us can remember." Jose Gonzalez's latest album, Against the Dying of the Light, came out in March. The Swedish-Argentinian artist blends Swedish, Spanish, and English in his music. He also examines art and technology, reflecting on how they can coexist. For a new FUV Live session, hosted by Alisa Ali, Gonzalez played a three-song set drawn from the new album. He also explains the album's title.
I was thinking about humanism, enlightenment values. Looking around in the world, there are some backlashes. So one of the themes is being against the dying of the light, basically being against these backlashes to enlightenment values, so reason and science and progress and humanism in the Steven Pinker kind of way.
Watch and listen to Jose Gonzalez's entire FUV Live session at WFUV.org or wherever you get your podcasts. He'll be on tour in North America and Europe this fall.
That was What's What Music host Livia Regina. And that's our show for today. You can find more stories online at WFUVnews.org and on Instagram and TikTok at WFUVnews. Please follow and rate us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps. If you have a tip or a question for us, send us a DM or email us at newsroom@WFUV.org. I'm your host and producer, Sienna Reinders. Our reporters today are Livia Regina, Lainey Nguyen, and Sonia Willowitigoda. Tess Novotny is our editor.